because Hit's got a feeling, Hit's, you know it. And I told him, I said, now if that was you, and four or five big men or four or five something on you running up grabbing you, I said, you wouldn't like that, would you? And it's just, I don't know why they people wants to do things like that. But they, we have them kind of people. Mm-hmm. And they think it's funny, see, they stand there and laugh about it. Man, to me, that's barbarous, you know what I mean? It just shouldn't be. Because I don't believe in stuff like that.
Do you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around? You say this area is full of my...
Yeah, kin folks, uh-huh. Is what I'd say.
Any other terms?
Well, relatives or, you know, and uh-huh. Something like that.
You say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
No kin.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be a
stranger.
Uh-huh. What if he came from a different country?
Well, it might be a different nationality. He might be a different nationality or... Mm-hmm. Or... Well, I think of it directly, maybe.
Did you ever use the word foreigner?
What? Foreigner, yeah, I'd be a foreigner. And they got a name for them. Comes over here now. What is that they call them? I don't know. Sometimes I can't think of what I want to say.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who...
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, a lot of times.
What about for someone from this country?
To another country?
No, someone who's just a stranger.
Yeah, it'd be a stranger here, see.
Would you call him a foreigner?
No, mm-mm. Not here, not in the United States. They wouldn't be a foreigner, because mm-hmm. They'd have to be from across another country, or across the waters, or somewhere like that to be a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who conducts school would be called a...
Well, she'd be called a teacher, or... Some of them, back in the olden times, they all called them ma'ams. Teachers were ma'ams.
Uh-huh.
If they said a ma'am, that meant a teacher.
And this is a family name. Well, you familiar with the what they used to call a barrel maker? Did you ever hear
barrel makers?
Uh-huh.
No.
Are you familiar with the family name of Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper.
Uh-huh. What would you call a married woman with that last name? Like if you were introducing her, you'd say this is
Mrs. Cooper.
Uh-huh. And the name of the mother of Jesus.
Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Mary.
Uh-huh.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
George Washington's wife.
Uh-huh. Or the sisters of Lazarus in the Bible.
Well, their name was Mary.
And?
Hmm?
What was the other one's name?
Let me see just a minute now.
Starts with an M.
Starts with what?
An M.
Well, it wasn't two Marys, was it?
Did you ever hear Martha?
Martha, that's right. Martha and Mary. Mary, I couldn't think of it. That's Lazarus' sister. Martha and Mary.
And the name of the wife of Abraham?
Oh, Lord, I can't think of them names this morning. I'm all out of gear or something.